she has been doing, she's been applying the Malien questionnaire mm-hmm. to people of French language descent among the upper class descendants of free people of color in New Orleans. Mm. All pretty much in one, coming from one neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And it's lexical. Mm-hmm. She's come up with a fair number of words that don't show up in Malien. It's all in unfinished quality right now. She's mm-hmm. supposed to be finished now, but she's got about 3 months more work, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. Well,
I notice in here she has Boogaloo. Is that a standard spelling? That's something that we haven't verified a spelling for.
That was the most common one I could find.
Mm-hmm. There, one person.
But of course, it's no longer commonly used by young people.
What is Boogaloo?
Well, the term Cajun is of itself, in my childhood experience, a pejorative word. I mean, if somebody, let us say, if one family split up so that one grandson was a doctor, you wouldn't call him a Cajun. Mm-hmm. And if another one was a broke farmer who spent most of his time drinking beer at the corner saloon, you'd call him a Cajun. But Boogaloo suggests it's a term that a Cajun might use for a backwards Cajun, if you follow me. It's probably derived originally from the word bougre, mm-hmm. which is simply means fellow in Cajun French.
Is that's that B-O-U-G-R-E?
B-O-U-G-R-E, boug. Mm-hmm. It is, of course, the same word, ultimately, as booger, mm. in the sense of a sodomite.
And is Boogaloo ever used? One person somewhere in Louisiana said a Boogaloo was a girl and a Boogaloo was a boy, or the other way around.
That's just embroidery.
Made that up.
Mm-hmm. Boogaloo was a word that crested, I would say, in the 30s. Used by city people and Anglo-Saxons for Cajuns.
Is there, by the way, another common pejorative for Cajun?
Oh, much more common nowadays. Unknown to me as a kid, coonass.
Oh, that was not used for
them. No, very, very new word. Mm-hmm. The people who try to derive it from various French words and so on are simply, they're not scientific at all. Mm-hmm. Probably it's one of those characteristics of almost every contrasting culture which tries to attribute peculiar anatomical characteristics to the opposing culture. Coon almost certainly means Negro mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. Sort of, you know, you call somebody a redneck and he calls you a coonass. That's, mm-hmm. Because they are, of course, lines of demarcation where one culture butts on the other. Mm-hmm. Now, coonass is riding high right now, and you see bumper stickers, coonass and proud of it, and mm-hmm. things of that kind. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see, we're talking about clothing, and we had just talked about vest. What's the bottom part of a three-piece suit?
Pants.
Okay, any other terms?
Well, I mean, I know what trousers are, and I knew when I was a child, but we never said it.
Mm-hmm. What would the farmer wear working in the field?
Overalls. Okay. Or sometimes overhauls.
Mm-hmm. Would you have said the H pronunciation?
It's hard to say. My grandfather certainly said it, but he had troubles with French, with English H's, and he'd say the